Black communities and law enforcement are struggling to find peace, unity, understanding, and trust with each other in cities affected by violence, even here in Arkansas.
We already have a target, not only just being black, but being a man, period, in this white man's world.
That's Keeson Page. He and his wife live in Jonesboro and are students in Arkansas State University's graduate program. Page recalled an incident in 2013 where he was harassed and racially profiled by Jonesboro police officers. It happened after dropping off his sister at a local restaurant.
I get pulled over. Maybe I'm thinking I did something wrong, you know, didn't turn right, didn't use a signal. Get out the car, I see a white police officer come with his hand on his holster. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm finna die because, you know, maybe I did something wrong or whatever.
The officer stopped him because his car fit the description of another vehicle they were looking for in connection to another case. The black officer told his partner, who was white, that they stopped the wrong car.
The white officer kept saying, no, this is the same black car with the same black guy in it. I'm like, sir, I don't have, and he said, he has dreads. I said, sir, I don't have dreads. And, you know, it kind of make him look crazy, but he's still going on what his suspicion of a black guy in a black car.
Page said, in light of recent events, he never really paid attention to what happened to him until now.
Being profiled like that, it says something about humanity. You know what I'm saying? How they see us as not even human beings. It's like we're animals just because we have dreads or a fro. You know, they just see us in a different manner. I have 3 degrees. Never been in trouble. Don't have a criminal record. None of that. I have a past, you know, being a kid. Everybody being a kid. You know, everybody gets in trouble, but I don't have a record.
Page said African-American men were becoming endangered. The word endangered to describe the relationship between black men and law enforcement was also used by Edmund Davis, a history instructor at Arkansas Baptist College, a historically black college in Little Rock.
There's officers of the law here, or what I say, you know, people with badges that are killing, you know, African-American males. At the demographic, we're definitely highly endangered. And so we have to act better and be a whole lot smarter.
Davis also runs a nonprofit organization called Aviate Through Knowledge, which informs minorities about social best practices in handling certain situations, such as being approached by law enforcement. Davis recalled an incident last year in which he had to use those best practices. Speeding to make a speaking engagement at Arkansas Technical College in Russellville, he was pulled over by an officer.
I put both hands in the steering wheel. He said, sir, you're doing 85 and 70. Why are you speeding? I said, officer, I'm sorry. I have to give a speech, and I didn't want to be late. Please forgive me. He said, no problem. Let me see your license, registration, and insurance. And I had both hands in the steering wheel. I said, yes, sir. But I asked him for permission before I moved my hand.
After getting permission, Davis slowly grabbed his license and registration from the glove compartment to give to the officer, announcing his every move to show the officer that he wasn't a threat. When the officer received his information, he noticed that Davis had a federal license to carry a gun. The officer asked Davis if he had his gun on him. Remembering his training, Davis simply told the officer no. However, he recalls what he was thinking at the time.
He said that to me, but my response in my head was, why would you ask me that question, man? I just told you I'm going to speak to about 1,000 college students. Why would I bring my pistol to a college? I wouldn't say that to the officer out loud. That could get me in trouble, or that could delay my trip. And so a lot of times people just say what's on their minds. They call it keeping it real. Sometimes keeping it real goes bad. And so it's just wise to not always say what's on your mind.
Davis walked away with a warning and a confirmation that his training worked. While Davis had a positive experience with his encounter with law enforcement, Page's negative encounter, coupled with the death of Philando Castile in Minnesota, brought a concern that is also echoed by some in the black community.
What do we tell our young boys, our sons, our cousins, our nephews? What do we tell them? Comply with the police. Do what they tell you to do. This guy was giving his identification to him. He got shot in cold blood. So what do you expect for us to do? We comply with you, we get shot.
Sergeant Cassie Brandon is the Jonesboro Police Department's community outreach and recruiting officer.
In the moment we ask for compliance, if we give an order, there's a very high likelihood that we know what we're talking about, that we know the law. So we expect people to do what we're telling them to, so we can resolve whatever situation that we're dealing with.
Sergeant Brandon explains that asking people to comply keeps everyone in the situation safe.
We're dealing with somebody, and they are compliant. They're really not giving us any reason to worry or to pay them any extra attention, then things will go a lot smoother. And that's what we prefer. I can tell you, I don't wake up in the morning, I don't know any police officer that does, that's looking for a fight.
She says people who feel like they have been unfairly treated by officers can deal with the situation after it's over. Sergeant Brandon says the police department has been making strides to become trusting and transparent, while at the same time being cautious in a contentious time for officers.
We train our officers, and I was trained to treat people professionally with respect, but to also be vigilant and make sure that, you know, the people that you're dealing with aren't wanting to hurt you or something like that, because that's always a threat in law enforcement that we have to be aware of.
The department tries to open the line of communication by offering a Citizens Police Academy and having recruitment fairs with a heavy emphasis on asking minorities to join the force. Officers also cooperated in a peaceful march which took place in Jonesboro with members of the African-American community. Both groups were able to share their concerns with each other and receive best practice advice for dealing with one another. Aviate Through Knowledge, Davis's organization, uses a different approach to improve the line of communication between law enforcement and minorities. ATK has a traveling interactive lecture series which provides tips for how to respond to police responsibly. He calls them the Safety Advocacy Tips, or the 21st Century SATs.
I want them to be, you know, well-seasoned. That way we can help people make better decisions when they come in contact with anybody in uniform or anybody in plain clothes that may be an officer of the law.
In spite of his experience, Page also wants to help improve relations between the community and police. He's working on a campaign called Change the Beat. He says it is time to change the way all sides approach each other and that unity should be the end result.
And let them know that we appreciate them. We also want to let them know that we know y'all doing a good job, a damn good job. But the thing is, we got to have y'all trust.
So, will all of these initiatives really help improve trust and unity? Only time will tell. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor.